You know, I saw this pattern a lot, you know, where the woman wanted to get married or be in a marriage or whatever, but they put their mama before the marriage. And I'm sure if mama or daddy, you know, they put somebody else before the marriage, you know. And the sad part is, a lot of times, God will send somebody. Let's say somebody's born in a cult, right? A false doctrine, you know. And then God sends somebody into their world to tell them it's faith alone and Jesus alone, not of works, lest any man should boast. Let's say they could get married or they could date or whatever, but they put other people first. God sent them a lighthouse, somewhere they could be stable, steady, sound doctrine, truth, whatever, and they choose to go back to the darkness, you know. They choose to go back to the drama. They choose to believe the fake reality bubble, the lies, the feminism, the ways of the world, the flesh, pride of life. And they choose to go back to the world or whatever instead of staying in the situation they're in. And they look at all the bells and whistles and they listen to all the voices out there and they get pulled aside, and it takes years before they wake up to realize they were duped. They were duped by selfish people. They were manipulated by people who didn't care for their soul. They just cared for that security blanket. I remember I was at White Lake, North Carolina, after I first got saved, and I walked around the lake, and there was this preacher over there preaching. He said, "No." The title of the sermon was, "No Man Careth for My Soul." So you got people out here, you care for their soul, you give them the truth, but they still choose the world, the flesh, the pride of life. They run here and run there, and they hear all the bells and the whistles and the illusions and delusions. And you're like, well, you know, it kind of breaks your heart, but they made the choice. And then if they're narcissistic in some way, shape, or form, which they are because they're not saved, the flesh mind is nothing but sin. They got to try to make you look like the bad guy when they chose to leave the truth, you know. Somebody who wants truth and giving them truth, they don't want the truth. They want the lies. And so if they want the lies, they can have the lies, you know. You can't force somebody to receive the truth. Just like this channel, somebody will come by, sit on the channel for a while, and they hear me say, it's faith alone and Jesus alone, not of works, it's not your good deeds. You're a sinner. Your sin stinks to high heaven. You need to be saved. It's the Bible. The Bible is our book. It's just wives obey your husband, you know, stuff like that. They leave. They can't stand it. They can't stand the heat because they don't want that. They want to believe the lies of the devil's system. They really think they're going to get ahead in this world by doing it their way instead of God's way. They really think they can get ahead in the game by doing it their way instead of God's way. And they might get ahead in the system for a season, but they all of them end up, from my experience, what I've sit back and watched, I have observed this, they all end up drinking, drugging, some kind of chemical abuse, some kind of pill or something, because they can't handle it. The stress is too much because they don't have God on their side. They're trying to be their own God or goddess. And so it's just too much. And then they think they're slick and smarter than other people, but there's always somebody stronger and smarter, just like Mike Tyson finally got beat, right? There's always somebody stronger or smarter or more slick or more conniving. And also, people change. So if they don't have their foundation in God, they don't have a foundation. And if they're yoked up, or they try to yoke up, or hang out with people who have no foundation, their foundation changes. People change. God will not let anybody stay the same. Life will hit you, and it will knock you down. I saw a pattern with the Jezebel spirit that it could be the man or the woman, but I saw the pattern where they wanted you to drink. And you say, I don't drink. Well, just have one drink. No, I don't want a drink. I don't want a drink. Why would they do that? Number one, they might have felt guilty about drinking. Number two, I think if they can get you drunk, they can get you to, they can gaslight you. If you're sober minded, they can't gaslight you. But if they can get you drunk, they can gaslight you. I never said that. I never did that. They're trying to get you to a point where you question your own reality, your own intuition, your own decision-making process. And if they can get you to question your own decision-making process, then, you know, like if you hear from God, God tells you to go this way, that way, but you're drunk, and their voice is in your ear gate. You start to question reality. That's why you shouldn't drink, because you question reality. I don't know why people drink. I really don't. The Bible says give strong drink to those that are perishing. I mean, if you're dying, maybe you need to drink something, some kind of get rid of the pain. I don't know. But to leave this place is a blessing, to be honest with you. To move to the other side is a blessing. It's a blessing like you ain't never seen. Because this place is a joke. It really is a joke. When you really wake up to what you're in a copy machine, and you're either being made into a copy of Jesus or a copy of the devil. And you might think, well, I'm being my own. No, if you're trying to make your own copy your own understanding, you're pretty much going the way of the world, you know. I decoded this place. You're in a copy machine. You might not like it. I'm looking over here at the ice machine. Ice. ICE. I'm looking at the sheet sign. Black, white, and red. Looking at the bricks, they just repeat. The windows repeat. The sidewalk repeats. The siding repeats. The shingles repeat. It's all repeat. Because why? Because God said, be fruitful and multiply. Multiply means multiply. Plies, multiplied. A repeat, copy. Plywood has multiple plies. It's glued together. Series, sequence. And you see the pattern with these people who don't think long term, they just think short term. They step into something and then they live that way, and they stay in that mindset. I'm in the parking lot. I'm watching a lot of weird stuff going on. People going in and out, and one guy goes in there with a gun on his holster. You see a lot of stuff just sitting here at the sheets. It's a trip. I got sidetracked with all the stuff going on, all the traffic, all the foot traffic right here. It's just ridiculous. Anyway, so these people who don't think long term, they just make rash decisions and think that there's more, that their way of life is the only way, and they're going to get their way. And it's not really, they're not willing to submit. To any kind of truth, it's all just emotions and no truth. No wonder they're basket cases. No wonder they don't want truth. They just want emotions. And if they don't get their way, they can't deal with it because they don't know what it means to submit to a higher authority. That's why they hate authority. They hate God. They hate any kind of authority because God is the ultimate authority, and they hate the authority of the Bible. You know?